As health insurance costs have gone up, so have the number of health insurance scams, fake companies selling fake policies at bargain rates. The victims tend to be small businesses or individuals trying to find affordable coverage. Often, they don't know they've been taken until it's too late. NPR's Patricia Naimond has the story of one fraudulent plan that bilked companies and consumers in Colorado.
Zoraida Gonzalez was just 33 years old when she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I had a double mastectomy. One was simple and one was radical. The radical one was on my left side, and they removed 18 lymph nodes. That was where my cancer was. I opted for the simple mastectomy on my right breast because of the fear that I would have to go through this again.
Gonzalez says she was relieved that at least she didn't have to worry about paying for all that medical care. She had just signed on to a new insurance plan offered by her employer. It was called Employers Mutual Trust. Gonzalez paid $250 a month for what she believed was health coverage for herself, her husband, and two children. Soon after her surgery, though, that belief was shaken.
I received a bill from my surgeon, and I was told that these bills were going to be taken care of by Employers Mutual.
But they weren't, and Gonzalez continued to get billed.
The hospital was like over $80,000. The doctors, the surgeons, the plastic surgeons, they were, I guess, like $20,000. Also, other tests that they ran, like all my oncologist tests and all my regular mammograms and all my blood work, different x-rays, different scans, and none of this was getting paid. Nothing at all.
At about the same time, other employees at Gonzalez's workplace, a small management company called LMC Resources, were also starting to ask questions. One was Carol Robinson, the health benefits manager.
Just right off the bat, there were a few red flags that I raised about Employers Mutual Trust, also including that they were being called American Coalition of Consumers. So they had two names that they were presenting themselves under. And so that was my first red flag is, can you give me clarification on who you are and what exactly do you do?
Employers Mutual never offered enough information to satisfy Robinson. In fact, the more she knew, the more suspicious she became. There were a variety of middlemen, some in charge of administration, others in charge of doctor networks. There seemed to be no clear line of authority, no one in charge of everything. She advised her boss against buying Employers Mutual, but he did it anyway. Robinson says he was desperate for a good deal.
Cost savings, quick fix, a solution. He felt like his hands were tied. He was under pressure. He felt like he could get something, which is a cliche, something for nothing.
You know, it's an age-old story of financial crimes or fraud, basically.
Bill Mahan directs the National Healthcare Anti-Fraud Association in Washington, D.C.
And that leads us to the adage of, you know, anything that sounds too good to be true probably is. And there's no better example than what we're seeing in this kind of scheme right now.
A literal Ponzi scheme, says Mahan. Like Employers Mutual, these groups dupe individuals and even small businesses into thinking they're buying legitimate insurance with all the trimmings. A broker, a policy, monthly premiums. They even pay some medical claims, but, and this is the crucial part, only small claims. Mahan.
Gilding the appearance of legitimacy by paying a few small ones here and there. But again, all the time knowing in the back of your mind that you're running a scheme and the objective of the scheme is to dole out a little bit and escape with a great deal of money.
Employers Mutual left thousands of consumers and small businesses with millions of dollars in unpaid medical bills. And it wasn't just in Colorado where Zoraida Gonzalez lives. They also ran scams in Florida, Texas, and Nevada. For Gonzalez, it all became clear when she got frustrated and called Employers Mutual directly.
There was no way of getting in touch with them. All of their phones were disconnected. I was devastated. I said, what is going on? I paid my premiums. I'm having to pay my 20%. What is going on?
Gonzalez now owes around $150,000.
If you're ill, it's bad enough. To have this to worry about is even worse. So, you know, it's bad enough that people can't sleep when they owe bills. I know we can't. my husband and I. So if you're ill and you can't pay bills, you know, and then you're worried that if I was to get cancer again, God forbid, of course, if I was to get cancer again, they could come after my husband for whatever remainder I owed, you know, so it doesn't end.
And because of all this, Gonzalez believes her actual medical care has been affected. Doctors who had not been paid postponed appointments, and Gonzalez's plastic surgeon told her that reconstructive surgery couldn't be scheduled for months, even though from a medical point of view, she could have had it done. What happened to Zoraida Gonzalez is repeating itself across the country. Today, there are dozens of bogus companies working hard to sell bogus health insurance. Mila Kaufman is a former regulator with the U.S. Department of Labor. She's now a professor and researcher with Georgetown University who follows scams like Employers Mutual. She says this is just the beginning.
Employers Mutual is just one nationwide scam that was shut down. There's another one called the National Association for Working Americans, also called American Benefit Plans. In that case, 32,000 people were defrauded through four phony associations. Operators of that scam collected millions of dollars, and there are about $12 million in unpaid medical claims currently.
Even though scams have been shut down by state authorities and the federal government is considering criminal charges against some, Kaufman says it doesn't all add up to significant deterrence.
Because it is a white-collar crime, it's not as easy to prove. It's financial in nature. It takes many resources. It's much easier, for instance, to go after a drug dealer or a murderer than it is after a white-collar criminal. And we've seen that in other contexts, most recently with Enron and similar corporate misbehavior.
As for Zoraida Gonzalez, her luck has finally shifted. She has a new job, she's feeling better, and recently she found a plastic surgeon who agreed to do her reconstructive surgery this month. Patricia Nament, NPR News, Los Angeles.